You're listening to Design Atlas Season 4.
Have you ever wondered how a mere stroke of a brush or a splash of color could become a powerful voice for sustainability and conservation? Enter the captivating world of Jasmine Hortop, an award-winning illustrator and muralist hailing from the picturesque landscape of Cornwall, England.
Jasmine's artistic endeavors go beyond the realms of aesthetic appeal as she masterfully defines her creativity to advocate for crucial causes, sustainability, conservation, and the accessibility of the ocean's health benefits. As a fusion of art and advocacy, Jasmine Hortop breathes life into her illustrations, creating a visual symphony that resonates with the urgent call to protect our planet and cherish the interconnected web of life within it. Join us as we delve into the realm of Jasmine Hortop's creations, where every stroke tells a story and every color echoes a plea for a better, more sustainable world.
I'm sort of between London, Bristol and Brighton, but I feel like creatively, I think it's Bristol that's grown me the most. That's where I started really like freelancing and working properly on my work, and I spent about 8 years there. And it's a super cool city, really creative, quite like bohemian, very anti-establishment, a lot of like sustainable practices. There's some cool eco villages and also a really big van life community. But yeah, so for about 4 years I've been like a digital nomad, and I was working from houses all around the world, really house sitting, and now for 2.5 years I've been doing the van life, which I love, and right now I'm in Portugal. And so the van is sort of self-converted by me into what I call an art studio on wheels.
Jasmine Hortop's childhood was filled with drawing, a constant rhythm that mirrored her creative spirit. Growing up in a family passionate about art, her dad switched from a city job to photography when she was about 10. Around age 8, her mom began studying costume design, and their home became a haven for creativity, blending photography and design into an extraordinary daily life.
Jasmine's early years were shaped by a family unafraid of unconventional paths, leaving a lasting mark on her artistic journey today.
It's just an amazing place to be. It's sort of like everyone making these huge masks or like Elizabethan costumes, and or just really, really cool. And I'd just be drawing. She'd always get me to draw like the fashion design kind of figures for her, or the costumes, and very crafty, very creative. So from there, I went like quite a traditional route. I was just always the art kid in school, loved art, went to college, studied art, went to university, and studied visual communication as a degree. So yeah, I studied VisCom, visual communication, and then I specialised in illustration. For a while, I think before uni, I was quite close to studying fashion illustration. I think probably because my mum was doing that costume course and I was feeling quite fashion inspired. and I'm really glad I didn't, just because of how narrow it is.
Having worked both in-house and as a freelancer, Jasmine has a few guiding pieces of advice she would like to share. According to her, in-house roles can limit expressing your true voice and interests as you respond to market demands. The more you work in-house, the more you align with the company's overall direction. That's why Jasmine ended up shifting to freelancing, a choice she believes grants her more freedom to pursue her individual interests.
Kind of like fulfill what the overall direction of the company is rather than you. And so, yeah, then when I went freelance, I think it was a long road to finding like who I really was.
After a considerable period working on commercial projects, a realization struck Jasmine's work. She felt she lacked a deeper personal connection, feeling a desire to go beyond the surface. Jasmine embarked on a quest to understand what truly resonated and ignited passion within. seeking a more profound and authentic creative path.
And so, yeah, then when I went freelance, I think it was a long road to finding like who I really was. And I think after like quite a big spate of like working on much more commercial projects, I sort of felt like this, what I'm making is really, it just felt quite like not normal, but very commercial and just like a lot of the stuff that I saw. And I was like, I just want to really go deeper and just really start finding like what makes me tick and so on. And I love working on the campaigns because they're, you sort of see them through from start to finish. You see them go live. They're quite meaty. Like they're not just like a one-off illustration. You're generally working on quite a few things for it, or sort of giving the whole look to the campaign. And that can be working with videographers, maybe to create like videos. That can be working on illustration for the, well, usually is the main campaign graphic, all sort of social assets and stuff like that. But yeah, it's really, really awesome seeing those campaigns go live. They're often to like either drive change at government level sometimes, which is awesome. I've done some campaigns that have been like around COP and a lot of campaigns, and they've actually made an impact and ended up changing policy. Or also to consumer level as well, which is also really great. Yeah, recently I worked on a campaign for COP. So we had the COP26, and then following that there was COP15, which is the biodiversity, the one that focused on biodiversity rather than climate. And this was a video pushing the biodiversity framework that they wanted to, they were campaigning for, to make change for at COP. It was a video project. It was really cool. I was illustrating over video, and I do like to make change, and I do like to make impacts, and I often sort of do take on like huge impossible tasks and so on. And yeah, and I love to see that impact being made. And I think from also having worked with companies who don't have that ethos, it's a really big difference in like the feeling of the company, the feeling that you get back as the designer. It's just it that I think that's what's really driven me as well, is just the feeling of the campaign and working on it throughout and knowing that you're making an impact, and the feeling at the end seeing it go live, and especially if it does help create change, compared to a more commercialized campaign that is just making money for a brand. It doesn't feel so great and doesn't really align with the values. My art style is very flowing. It has a lot of movement in it. That comes down to how I sort of hold the pen. That is inspired by a lot of ink work, line work, sort of creating movement on the page through that. I really love to feel like the viewer to feel like they're coming sort of on a journey through the illustration and feel the movement, and it sort of to feel immersive. A lot of my work in the last year and a bit has been quite inspired by spending pretty much all of my life next to the ocean. I'm in a van and I am very much immersed in nature. Every day, really, I'm waking up in places that are quite remote usually. And yeah, I've woken up next to the sea every day for most days for the last year and a half. And yeah, I've taken the camera into the sea, the GoPro, and I've been like sort of really looking at the movement and the sort of the distortions of the water as well. Really love the wildness of the ocean. And I think the movement that it also brings that we can't control and is completely natural, I sort of, that sort of married with the movement that I love to create in my illustrations anyway, sort of really fits together, and I love, yeah, what it can create. Super obsessed right now. I'm just obsessed with the ocean, the water, and sort of just drawing that as well, and I'm managing to like really focus my work more on sustainability, but I'm also working more and more with companies sort of driving for change within the ocean and ocean conservation as well. Also human connection to the ocean.
Yes.
so it's like, it's my work isn't so heavily based on that kind of materials that I make the hugest choices with it. I haven't bought anything particularly in recent years, but my actual like art studio is completely self-powered and solar powered, powered by the sun. I make all my own energy, and that's a really important thing. And I'm also very minimal in my water usage. I think that's just my lifestyle impacting my art in that way. And so I think it's, I guess it is sort of how I work in a sort of a more wider sense in my studio.
At the time of the recording, Jasmine had been living from her retrofitted van for over a year. We wanted to get a glimpse of what daily life was like living out of a van and how it helped her concentrate her work as an advocate for the natural world and our oceans.
So I've got a little dog. So in the morning, yeah, I wake up, I take her on a walk. Right now I'm parked on the cliffs in Portugal and overlooking the sea. It's beautiful. So I take her on a walk over the cliffs. I love surfing. So I'd be looking at the waves to see if it's possible to go for a quick surf that day. And then back to the van, breakfast, eat cornflakes and yogurt every single day at the moment. and right now, obviously it's all different when you're a freelancer week to week, but right now I'm on quite the beginning stages with some projects. So a lot of sketching, researching, a lot of sort of drawing just tiny thumbnail sketches and so on to send that to the client. And then another walk with the dog. in the afternoon, maybe I'd go work from a cafe just to change things up. Hopefully get in for a surf or get in for a swim at least. And yeah, that's sort of my day. Yeah. These projects, the sustainability ones, especially if they're sort of conservation led, it's quite important the figures and facts in them, and that also the illustration is like truly representing.
Jasmine loves working on campaign-type projects, especially those centered around animals. There's a heightened significance for her. Exploring the intricacies behind various campaigns has been a fascinating and enlightening journey for her. Delving into the issues surrounding animals, including the loss of habitat and impacts on biodiversity, has been a profound learning experience over the past few years.
I make a lot of infographics as well, and yeah, all of the statistics and facts and figures are given to me, but it's sort of my responsibility to make sure I'm depicting that species like correctly, and it's not it looks like them, or the people from the region are doing something that they would be doing, or like sort of accurately representing what I am showing, really. That's definitely all down on me, and if I don't do the proper research to start with, it'll just come back to me and I'll have to do it again. So yeah. yeah, so the sort of the work that I do for my more personal work is obviously quite different in its research, and that's been sort of much more sketching on location, taking my GoPro into the sea, that kind of thing, which I really, really love doing. And that sort of then goes in turn to inspire my work, that personal work that is so important.
Becoming change makers through design requires a visual approach. Recognizing the challenge of connecting with consumers and influencers, especially those in decision-making roles, Jasmine sets heightened value for the need of impactful campaigns in our society. With consumers being the ultimate decision makers, we are bombarded by messages from various angles, each campaign striving to make a meaningful impact in a visually compelling way.
Something like COP, like the people who are making those decisions there, they're having campaigns put at them from so many angles. So they've each one really has to try make an impact. And then, yeah, it's just choosing who you work with, really, which, yeah, is quite difficult. But for sure, I think I wouldn't say that, I would hate to say, like, only work, you should only be working with ethical companies, because we know it's a, in illustration as it is an incredibly competitive industry, and people need to live and so on. And whether I think, but by setting the intention, and I think, yeah, within yourself, just maybe having a more sustainable lifestyle, then that is just affecting you and affecting your practice and the kind of clients you attract. And hopefully, even if you're putting that out across your social media, hopefully you are making your own small change in driving other people's thinking. So you're making your own work. Yeah.
At the time of this recording, Jasmine joined Creatives for Climate, an innovative initiative at the intersection of art, design, and environmental consciousness. Being a part of this group has opened up a wealth of resources for her, which is invaluable when it comes to the learning curve of sustainable design. Having supportive parents has meant the world for Jasmine. When she decided to pursue an art degree, she had reservations about the financial side of it. However, her parents' understanding, her passion, encouraged Jasmine with a simple message.
If you love it, then go for it.
Her parents' unwavering support has been invaluable since day one for Jasmine.
And I had just never, was never going to do anything else. And so it was like, well, I've got to go for it, really. Yeah, and they've been super, really supportive in all of that, especially in like the last few years, what with like COVID, and I had to go back for a year after I'd moved out. And yeah, they're really, really amazing with helping me with everything. Yeah.
Jasmine's love for her work is genuine and deeply rooted. It goes beyond a mere profession, evolving into a profound passion that ignites her creative spirit.
With a genuine affection for her craft, she approaches every project with enthusiasm and dedication, seeking to infuse her creations with authenticity and meaning. This authentic connection to her work not only fuels her artistic endeavors, but also allows her to craft narratives that resonate on a profound level, creating a symbiotic relationship between her artistry and her genuine love for the creative process. The concept of murals as a means of communication on a grand scale is a perspective cherished by Jasmine. Beyond being a mere form of artistic expression, murals serve as a powerful communication tool with the ability to convey messages to a diverse and expansive audience. This large-scale canvas of a mural becomes a dialogue as a visual language that transcends boundaries and resonates with people from various walks of life.
Embracing the idea that murals are more than just aesthetic additions to urban landscapes, Jasmine sees them as dynamic storytellers, facilitating a universal conversation that engages and impacts a wider audience.
One of the things I love about a mural project is that you do the design and you might go back and forth with that with the client for a bit, but then you start painting and after however many days, it's done. It's done. You don't go back. You don't go back and forth, and it's there. It's just painted, and it looks amazing, and it pretty much it's so impactful that, like, it's. I think there's something that's really lost when you're sending someone a client a digital image, and they know that it's digital, and they can think, oh, can you change this or can you change this, and you can't always maybe appreciate the artistry that's gone into it. But when it's so huge, like a mural, like it's people are impressed every time. And I mean, I've never asked anyone to change anything, and I doubt really someone will. And I love that difference in the projects. I obviously love all my illustration projects as well, but it's super refreshing to get a mural project.
Jasmine's story is nothing but an inspiration for us all. We've delved into the tapestry of her artistic journey, witnessing the profound impact of a creative upbringing within a family passionate about various forms of expression. From her early years marked by ceaseless drawing to the transformative leap her father took into photography and her mother's immersion into costume design, Jasmine's artistic foundation was nurtured in an environment that valued unconventional paths. As she shares her experiences of living in a van, pursuing projects with environmental themes, and finding a supportive community in Create Us for Climate, Jasmine's love for her work emerges as her driving force. Her commitment to impactful storytelling through murals adds another dimension to her artistic repertoire, where art becomes a powerful means of communication on a grand scale, bridging gaps and fostering connection with diverse audiences. Jasmine's journey is a testament to the enduring influence of a creative upbringing and the unyielding passion that propels an artist to create meaningful narratives that resonate with the world. For more information about Jasmine Hortop, visit our website, designatlaspod.com. Don't forget to follow our show on Instagram at designatlaspod or join our Slack community. All these details and more can be found in the show notes of this episode. Love what we're doing on Design Atlas? Make sure you give us a positive review on your favorite podcast streaming platform. We'd really appreciate your support.
Stay tuned for our upcoming episode, which launches next Thursday, featuring Christian Biernard, a person who wears multiple hats as a designer, educator, and sustainability advocate.
You're listening to Design Atlas, Season 4.